Take it, Fred.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
On the bass guitar, that's Tony Berkheimer, a.k.a. Fat Fingers, straight thumping that bass in his ass.
On the lead guitar, none other, my man, the guitar extraordinaire, Dave Grammy. Together, they form the musical extravaganza, the Postal Jamming Guys. As we launch this podcast on all major platforms. Let's get real postal.
Let's get real postal. I like that. Hey, what's going on, podcast audience? This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, and I am in teaching mode today, or I like to think I'm in teaching mode today. Today, we're going to talk about a subject that is misunderstood, not even implemented anywhere near the manner it should be, as outlined in the Employee Labor Relations Manual, aka the ELM. I'll be speaking directly from Section 584, Employee Evaluations. Now, first, I want to say for those employees who just came off probation as part of the massive conversion, you're going to get to hear what you should have gotten, but you did not. And trust me, I know when you hear this podcast, you're going to continuously find yourself saying, they didn't do that to me. No one ever told me that. So stand by. Let's talk about Section 584 of the Employee Labor Relations Manual, Employee Evaluation. Now, I'm going to draw a bit of a contrast between my over 30 years of military training to the evaluation period of the Postal Service. And the reason I said my 30 years is because a lot of that time I spent as course writers, instructors, and drill sergeants. So the concept of training is nothing new to me. The concept of training is what I kind of excelled at in the military, and probably some of you listening to this podcast learned Army logistics from me. But that's enough about me. Let's talk about 584 employee evaluation. First, you got to understand there's a reason why we get evaluated. There's a reason why initially additional time must be spent with a person if they are to be immersed into a new culture. And listen, when I say culture, I mean a work culture. And that's what the post office is, believe it or not. When we hit peak period, which is about to be in 2 weeks, those who can, well, some days we work in 12, not some days, most days work 12 hours, and a lot of them 7 days a week. So believe me when I tell you, most of your awake life you spend inside of the postal facility. Because if you're doing 12-hour days, you got to factor in driving home. You got to factor in sleep. I mean, these things must take place. Then you have a family at home also. But the point I'm making is we're here. We're going to be here for quite some time. So let's get it right. Now, this evaluation talk I'm going to do today, believe me, this is a postal podcast that if management would listen attentively, they could learn a thing or two also. Well, excuse me, they could be reminded of a thing or two because they were already introduced to this, but somewhere down the line, somebody told them it's not important. The probationary period represents the final step in determining an employee's suitability, since only the actual trial on the job can be conclusive. You know, you can go take that test. How many people know of people who took the postal test, got 100 on it, but during this period, The new employee receives orientation in whatever training the employee needs, both in training sessions and on the job, to ensure satisfactory and efficiency of the employee who might otherwise be separated. When you come to work there, right from the rip, right out the door, you're not indoctrinated properly. Right out the door, I see trainers training you on techniques that they should not be training you on. Or the trainer trains and don't perform, the trainer talks the talk, but don't walk the walk. And that new employee sees that already. Now we're painting pictures now. We're painting the picture that, this don't matter. I'll eventually fall into my own way of doing things also. But see, when you get that employee at the beginning, at the time the oath of office is administered, and maybe not that deep, or during the employee's orientation session, new hires should become familiar with the probationary period and responsible for consistent informal evaluations throughout the period. This involves close observation and analysis of the new employee's performance and deficiencies. Here's the part that, yes, I've got jokes as we go through this. Here's the part that makes me laugh. The supervisor consistently attempts, by guidance, counsel, and training, to assist the new employee to correct any deficiencies, and right off the rip, opening two statements when we talk about outlining expectations that you never see. Well, you see it, but what they call spending time with you is more yelling and telling you what they want you to do. Now, we're going to talk about the length of probationary periods, and you got to understand this podcast goes right in line with something that I posted on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, which I hope everyone is a member of, and that is the length. Some people believe that it's 90 calendar days. Some people believe it's 120 days. I'm not talking about the APWU right now. I'm going to stick with the mail handlers. Your probationary period is a 90-day period that commences the first day you come to orientation, not the first day you come on the work floor. Understand that. And it is very important that you understand that, because the difference between you're terminated and here's a letter of warning hangs in the balance. So a career probationary employee who is promoted, demoted, or reassigned within one position to another during the probationary period must complete the probationary period for the new position. That's new knowledge, because I know y'all thought there was only one. This is coming out of Section 584 of the Employee Labor Relations Manual, with a lot of common. Every time I say that, I think about our plant manager. He told me I like to put color commentary to everything, but a lot of color commentary by me. Now, a few other things I want to mention to you that you need to know about your probationary period. If you're out of work, particularly for an on-the-job injury, those days still count towards the completion of your 90 days. Now, I didn't say how it's going to turn out, but they count towards the completion of those days. So from day one, you go to orientation, bam, your probationary period just started. And let me tell you something. Do you notice that when you're in orientation, when you get hired, day one in orientation, do you notice how patient the instructors are? Do you notice how they take their time to explain things to you? Do you not understand that your supervisor is supposed to be the exact same way? Now, because the workflow is going to be, that's a little different. The supervisor at times may get curt with you, but I'm just saying clear, concise instructions is what you should always receive. Because I know you get it in orientation. When Ms. Flint, Karen, Guido, Kim, when they have, and I don't mean to miss anybody, but those are the names that I just happen to remember off the top of my head there. when they get you an orientation, you get what you're supposed to get. Now, I'm sure if they gave those individuals 4 more days, they could probably expand your orientation even longer. But nonetheless, I just want you to understand that you got clear instructions, and once you came to the work floor, the work pace is going to change. But you should still be able to understand what is expected of you. And that brings me right into one of the main bits of documentation for your 90-day probationary period. And most employees are regulars, and they haven't gone through this. So we're going to talk about that bit of documentation that must be kryptonite, and the post office thinks they're Superman, because for whatever reason, they will not consistently use it. Now, maybe one or two offices might, but as a whole, I would bet you a dollar to a donut if we just took an opinion from people online on who has been administered a 1750 in their 90-day probation, I'll bet you the ratio would probably be for every 50 employees who did not get a 1750, maybe 2 did. It is that lopsided. See, and that 1750 forces that supervisor to do his job or her job. It's not just to evaluate you, but it forces them to take a look at you. It forces them to observe what you do. It should motivate them to see if you're not doing something to standard to show you. But you know what? They're not sure of the process. So the whole 1750 is an excellent concept, but everything underneath all the streams of information that flow into the 1750 are perverted, convoluted. Here's a go. 1750, that's your employee evaluation or the probationary report. It establishes benchmarks for satisfactory work performance. If you report to work, your first day on the job, say you work for Kenny Hodges Widgets, but I run my office like a post office, and I got all the postal contracts, but we're talking about Kenny Hodges Widgets. Well, day one, when you come there, we're going to talk. Number one, it's important that you report for work. I'm going to tell you if you are ill. I don't want you to force yourself to work in that manner, but it's important that you come to work, and I'm going to tell you that in a manner that you're going to understand that even if you are ill, I need you here. Number two, I'm going to tell you what's expected of you, and it's not going to be everything. No, this is what I want you to do. See, in the Kenny Hodge Widget Factory, I'm going to need you to be able to feed mail from that container into that hopper, and I need you to do that continuously for your tour. That's your primary function. Can you do that? Well, let's find out. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you standards, and again, we're talking about Kenny Hodges Widgets, not the post office, because they don't believe in standards. They like to talk standards, but not write standards. So I'm going to tell you what's expected. And that's where the post office, I think just goes in 4 different directions. Everybody's standards are different. And to me, the word standard should never be used in any postal conversation, but we're comfortable with it. It should be a procedure. See, everything we do calls for operating procedures. There's no standards there. And again, the post office believes if you operate in the manner prescribed, that your actions will constitute enough or generate enough mail volume wherever they need it to keep the machines full. Now, they wrote that. Somewhere down the line, we got way off of that, but they wrote that. And the new employee, you never get to experience that, because all you're told is do all you can so you can pass probation. But see, that's how probations are set up. You can never know your actual job. And again, you really don't have a job. But if you know how to run around that building, management sees that, and they like that. So you're pretty much home free. But that 1750, let's get back to that form. That is a very important and significant piece of documentation that the post office just don't care about, or their actions would seem to imply that they don't care about it. And that is the document. That's like when I said I'm going to compare this to the military. That's like the boot camp. That's like what the post office does, right? I'm going to speak in hyperbole for a minute. The post office takes, it'd be like going to the army and they tell you, skip boot camp, you just go to your unit and you better be able to perform when you get there.
Yo left, right left.
So I'm not going to train you. I'm going to go with, I expect you to know. Well, how am I supposed to know if you don't tell me? See, when they lose that 90-day evaluation period, to me, they've lost that employee. Now, there are some people who just have naturally good work ethics, and those people are going to do what they need to do. Again, I didn't say they were going to be procedurally correct. They're going to do what they need to do to perform the task. Not because they were trained by postal management, who should then be turning around and evaluating them. It's because they figured a way to do it. Imagine that. And if that sounds crazy, those of you listening to the podcast right now, tell me that there isn't something at work or some kind of way you figured out a way to do it that maybe nobody else does. Now, every once in a while, that should happen. But if we're doing the same thing, if you standardize it, everybody will know. Back to that 1750. On that 1750, when you report to work at Kenny Hodges Widgets, Kenny Hodges is going to sit you down that first day, like I said, and I'm going to give you your initial evaluation. Now, sometimes first day initial evaluations can't take place, but it should take place no later than the second day, because bad habits are easy to pick up but very hard to break. So if you don't grab that employee's attention and motivate that employee to understand that this is how we're going to work here, once they learn it their way, then it's kind of hard for them to change. They will change, but it's kind of hard. Does that make sense? So when we skip that probationary period, when we skip the boot camp, you skip the necessary understanding, and I'm not trying to be funny, that will allow you to understand your job. Because again, the post office is built on a foundation that says, this isn't a job. We're not one of those organizations where you pass through. No, when you come here, you're here for your career. That's what it was built to be. And the reason I know that is because I know and I understand how a lot of these operations are supposed to work. Not how management forces it now, but I know what's supposed to take place, and I try to share that with you. All right, getting back on track till the end of the podcast. On the 1750, you've got the initial evaluation. After I sit you down and give you instructions on what I want, what I expect, I bring you back in there 30 days. It is imperative that you are timely when you do this, because if you're not on time, again, you send that subliminal message to your employee that you're just not a timely person, and that's not how you really want to be viewed if you're a supervisor. So at 30 days, I talk to you. Here are the categories, and I'm not going to go into all the categories on this podcast because I'm trying to wind it up right now. In 60 days, I bring you back. Hey, listen, you've been doing a good job. Continue. You can get unsatisfactory, satisfactories, or outstanding. In 80 days, I bring you back. Hey, listen, welcome to the family. Based on your evaluation, you're in. The 89-day we signed it, 90 days is over, you're now off probation. If the post office would just dedicate itself to doing that simple task, the turnover would diminish. It wouldn't go away, but it would shrink. Because now people understand,
they know every day what's expected. And once they understand what's expected, they can meet that mark And then discretionary effort comes in so they can excel. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge. I talked to you longer than I want to talk to you today. I talked to you longer than I try to keep the podcast to 15 minutes. But that evaluation is so important, and it's so neglected by the post office, and they wonder why. They wonder why they have such a huge turnover, or the morale of the average employee is so low. But we can fix this. And the manner in which we have to fix this is we have to become educated on what should take place. That is the only way we can evaluate or say with a loud voice that it's not happening, and we demand that it happens. And if we understand what should take place, then we'll know how to react when it does not take place. And again, it that I'm referring to is the rules and regulations agreed to by the post office. We just want you to follow them.